Hillsborough County 911. What is your emergency?
Hi, I work at Family First Law Group. Can I give you the address?
Sure.
Okay, it's
What's going on there?
Well, my boss, the attorney, she just met with a new client that she's got, and I'm going to put you on hold. She's going to pick it up and tell you what happened.
Okay.
Okay. Hi.
This is 911. What's your emergency?
Yes, okay. I have a client that came in. It's a client of mine. He hired me yesterday. I'm a family attorney. He just came in, and then right now he's going to... He has a child with him, his daughter. He left my office. He came out there with a Bible and started talking to me and saying that I was the creator, I was God, and then he wanted me to read the Bible to him. I said, I can't, it's in Swedish, and then he started being really, I mean, he thought he's nuts.
What, okay.
And he's going out with a child.
Huh? Did you say he assaulted you?
No, he didn't. But what I'm saying is he's out of his mind, and he has a minor child with him driving to a church now, and I should have kept the child, and he was saying things like, I was supposed to file his paperwork today for a case. He's like, well, don't file the paperwork. It's not going to matter anymore. And then he wanted me to take him to the church, and then he wanted to leave the child here, and I should have kept the child, but now he's left with the child.
Okay, did he make statements like he wanted to harm himself?
No, but he keeps saying things like that he... He said that he keeps saying that I was the he wanted me to he keeps saying that I was God, and I keep saying I wasn't, and he said that he would need to go to church to get baptized now, and that he not to file anything because things are not going to matter anymore, and he wanted to leave the child here, and then he didn't want to drive, and then he wanted to drive, so I don't know if he's on drugs.
How long ago did he leave?
He just 5 minutes ago. He's on his way to.
What is he driving?
Oh, Kirsten, did you see his car? Is it the box car that looks like a box? Is it a Mini Cooper? It's tiny? You think it's a white tiny car that kind of looks like a thing?
Like a two-door car?
It's a two-door, four-door. I know he's on his way. I'm close by the church. He's on his way.
All right, stay on the phone with me.
I should have given the child. He didn't make any statement he's going to harm her, but she's supposed to be in school today.
Tell me your name real quick. Spell for me. Okay, you're okay, ma'am. You're doing great. Say your last name again. Okay. I got it. What's the best one?
Office, yeah.
Okay. Describe, do you know this person's name?
Yeah, his name is last name.
Do you have his date of birth handy?
Kirsten, what is his file on my desk?
Okay. While she's looking for that, describe him for me. Is he white?
He's white. He's tall. He's gay. I mean, he's effeminate. So, his date of birth is.
What was he wearing? What color shirt?
What was he wearing? It was in his PJ. He was wearing a PJ.
He was wearing what?
His pajamas.
What
color
pajamas?
You had plaid pants, red and black, and a navy shirt. Oh, it's a PT Cruiser that he's got, a white PT Cruiser. He has a navy shirt. I think he has some sort of jacket over it, a backpack, because he has his
Bible. What color backpack?
Black backpack? It's a dark backpack, but he had his huge Bible in it. That was. His daughter had what? How was she was dressed? She has his daughter with a flip-flop, little short, and a blue jacket. She's kind of blondish.
Hang on just a second. It was a white PT Cruiser that they left in?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about the daughter. She's
the daughter's born, so she's 5. She's five. She's got a kind of light hair, like not blonde blonde, but like a dark blonde. And she was wearing a little shorts flip flop and a blue kind of jacket thing.
What color shorts?
What color shorts? You know, I didn't really pay attention. They're short. I just know they were short shorts. She should have been in school.
How does she seem?
She seemed okay. She seemed normal. Right?
Okay. All right. Did he have any weapons?
She didn't want to go. Didn't he have any weapon? Not that I saw. She's all hesitant, but she didn't know us though. I just regret not keeping her in the office and letting him go.
It's okay. It's all right. You didn't do anything wrong.
No.
Okay. Do you happen to have his home address?
Yeah.
The paperwork?
Yeah. He lives at. Apartment, Tampa, 33614. He lives with his parents. I think it's like a duplex type of thing. I think his parents are using.
What kind of, is it too confidential to tell me what the nature of the case was?
It's a paternity case. He was going to court to, to establish his legal right, because they're not married. So he had a baby with a woman, and he's not married. So he was going to court to establish his legal right because he had custody of the child for the last couple of years, but there's nothing legally giving him custody.
And it was the child that he was with?
Yeah.
What is her name? Do you know?
Yes.
Are you saying, like... Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
And the same last name?
Yeah. But the statement that he was supposed to pay me more money today when he came, and the statement to me that do you want to go forward and file your paperwork? And he says it's not going to matter anymore. It is going to matter. No matter what, he's going to get baptized, it's still going to matter. He's still going to, you know, that didn't make any sense. That really scared me. And after saying that, he was trying to make me read the Bible in Swedish, saying that I knew how to speak Swedish because I'm the creator. And then he's out of his mind. No, if he shows up back here later this afternoon, should I just keep him in and call you guys? Should I keep him here?
Well, if you think he's a danger to himself or the child, then if you feel comfortable doing that, sure,
right.
Just give us a call as soon as you see him come in. But we're gonna.
So he's on his way. He's definitely on his way to. You want to be there by 11. He has his pajamas on. I know. He's. He said he was here at 9 o'clock, but I wasn't here at 9 o'clock. I was dropping off school, and then he left and then came back again.
All right, ma'am. We're going to get some deputies. They'll probably come talk to you, and then they're going to check out the church,
okay?
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.